Outside the Pizza Box is an independent product and has a time brokerage agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
And you know some people are made of wood.
Some people have hearts of stone.
Some people are to no good.
Ah, but maybe.
Yeah, maybe I'm for real. Thanks for joining Outside the Pizza Box. Pizza Box Mike here, and I've got Jason Hafeman, my fine engineer, producer, co-host, because I just talk it, I can't walk it, right?
Oh,
you're tuned in to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and also 540 AM, 101 FM. The Shaw. But I don't know if I'm still hurting.
You seem a little deflated today, man. What's going on?
Does it look like it?
What? Just a little bit. I mean, you know.
I must have smoked a downer weed this morning.
Hmm.
Well, I wonder why. I mean, first of all, how do you stop right-wing fascism in America? I got the answer. It's like two hard left turns and don't look back. They went off the cliff this week.
Yeah.
I mean, really? I really didn't see them. The reaction to the FBI taking a search warrant and doing what anyone else, because nobody's above the law in this country. Remember, it's called a search and seizure. Okay, so you know, not where Trump's making fun of somebody doing a seizure, not that kind of thing, yeah. Right? You know, listen to these guys. They invaded it. Oh my God! Let's turn it on. Did they use Rambo to invade? Who'd they invade with? I couldn't believe it, man. They tried to be as low-key about it and polite and, you know, don't upset any of the guests. Well, you know what, people? What did he bring home with him? Why? Yeah, but, you know, Benghazi and emails, okay?
You got to remember the people that are speaking out about this.
You can't even yell about the price of gas anymore, you clowns.
There's two things, right? Number one, they're loud, but it's a smaller and smaller group all the time. And number two is all you got to do is go back and play some of their own words for them from, you know, recent years and show them how hypocritical they're being.
No. Come according on. To their believers and, you know, posting online after all this, you know, we outnumber them 10 to 1. Locked and loaded.
Yeah.
Let's go kill them. Oh, one dead in Ohio. Yeah. Same guy that was there January 6th. But, you know, the rhetoric from the Republicans. No correlation to any of this stuff. It's not funny. It really isn't. I mean, the reason why I look the way I do, Jason, is because I know everything's been decided. We're on our way out. I hate to bum everybody out. But, you know, if you want to change the subject, try 844-967-2789. But it's going to continue to get much darker all across the world. And that's because people aren't willing to take two hard lefts and go the opposite way. I mean, if this is extinction, if this is just absolute anarchy with no intellect, nothing. There's no critical thinking. Everything's, you know, what they've seen for whatever they want to see in the future, you know, going into space and all this stuff. Did you guys see the movie 2012 by any chance? You know, where like it was pretty spectacular, wasn't it? Great special effects. That's what's happening now. Okay? That is what's happening now. Rich people are building rockets, getting ready to leave before California goes underwater. What are you talking about, Mike? Oh, I don't know, you climate deniers. Yeah, okay, I'll take a break and go to Wisco Paul. Happy Saturday, brother.
Yeah, happy Saturday. You, Mike. Hey, you got or have one thing that one of your Republican friends doesn't. You have a radio show, which is totally cool.
Hey, wait a minute. Can I ask you something first? since, you know, I'm not always plugged in. I'm doing tomatoes and cats and friends and, you know, just doing things, right? Have you heard from CJ on any of the programs lately?
Yesterday I called in to Matt Rothschild, but he shut him down because it's the same rant. So,
imagine that.
I don't mind him calling in, you know, if he wants to go on. He's always the same thing, the red boy. Hey, you know what? If this is what being blue is all about as opposed to being red, I'm taking the blue, man. You know, I only have two choices. But, hey, like I said, so much.
I'm going with brown, man. Blue. My grandkids. I'm going with brown.
That works. Yep. I mean, you know, anything's better than red.
Well, hey, listen, if it comes down to where these guys want a civil war, you heard them. This is it. This is the start of the civil war. I'm with the Browns, clowns.
Well, I just want to bring up one more thing other than the Republicans. They don't stand for anything. Is the climate bill. I mean, it's not everything I wanted, but it's a step in the right direction. And that's fine. We ever would have got under GOP rule. In fact, I don't think any of them even voted for it. And the only big thing for you and me, Pizza Box, because we're getting older, is the drug bill, lowering prescription drugs. And I don't think anybody in the GOP was on board with that either. So, hey, with that, you have a... Your show is awesome, dude. Have a great Saturday.
Well, you just made it better. I didn't have to keep ranting for a while. Take a breath and listen to some common sense folks. Thanks again from the other side of the phone. I heard it all. I mean, look at... Okay, what is it? She's... Yes, MTG. Marjorie Taylor Greene has decided she's going to start the impeachment process against Merrick Garland. Because you guys are weaponizing the... Yeah, nobody weaponizes more than these clowns do. Isn't that funny how they try to cast that onto everybody? How can you say that?
I mean,
I was looking at these people, and I'm like, wow, you're going all the way, aren't you? Yeah, you're going to go all the way over the edge with Trump.
Yeah.
Except for a few. And then they barely have a chance to survive. And we'll see if Liz Cheney, the hero... Her and her father are the heroes now against the far-right movement, apparently.
Look.
Here's what I think, Wisco Paul. It doesn't matter. That was too little too late in my world. It really was. And I'll get to that later on in the show, because you're always ahead, you know. Wisco Paul's always thinking ahead. And I do the same thing. I start talking about the thing that's, like, most important, which pretty much leads to the environment every time, doesn't it? But I think about it. Oh, by the way, weaponized and everything. Yeah, I drove by the Coliseum, and guess what? There's like a gun show there. And you got all these clowns that kind of look like me. Standing there with signs saying, cash for guns, private collector. No, you ain't nothing but a Michigan militia guy wannabe. That's what you... I mean, they didn't look like anybody looking like a private collector. They look like, I'm getting my guns together because that's what they told us to do this week. So, yeah, let's have a gun show. I mean, there's plenty of bars that are doing the, you know, showing people how to, you know, conceal and carry and open carry and how to load. Locked and loaded. Pretty disturbing.
So, since you've said the end is imminent here.
Yeah.
What's your prediction? Is it humans will just destroy each other, or the humans, by destroying the planet, will destroy ourselves?
Well, it's first. Like, you know, that we're all on the same planet, correct?
Yeah.
And we all come from the planet, and we all go back to the planet. So, yeah, I guess this is all of us, you know, everybody. What happens then? I don't know. Maybe we'll start over again, or maybe this is the last time. I'm not holding out much hope. Especially when it comes to, like, Republican Party. And then the strategy of trying to help them win their primaries. I don't think that's a good idea. I really don't.
I don't love that either.
No, I think I would have spent that money on, well, maybe helping some people that are hungry. Would have been better than that. But no, too much ice cream in Pelosi's freezer. You know I'm mad about that, right? I do not forgive compromising with wrong, which is what moderate Democrats do all the time. Oh, yeah, it's great, Bill. You're right. Except for Joe Manchin got what he wanted for pipelines to be finished and the industry got some of the money out of it. the fact that what? Every single Republican voted against this bill to try and fight inflation. Seriously? So you guys whine and bitch about inflation, and then when it comes time to write some bills to help the American people, which, by the way, you know, $750 billion, woo! Yeah, you guys think that's a lot of money? I'm still thinking about that $2.1 trillion went on at the beginning of the pandemic. Yeah, there wasn't any hold up on that stuff because that went to, you know, well, let's see, Robin Voss, $296,500 to be totally accurate. Senator Ballwig, Joan Ballwig, $500,000. Adam Jarkow just got beat in his primary, like $47,000 and a $48,000, two payments. For what? What, you got a little law office, man?
And did Michaels get any of that?
Sure he did, because that's what Ballwig is in the construction business, too. See,
common man?
It was a freebie for people that are doing okay. I mean, people got busted. Mega churches taking it and stuff. No shame at all. Well, a couple of them were shamed and gave them back, whichever. Oh, my God.
Do you want to stay fired up through the break? We got a couple minutes yet. Or do you want me to bring up the Michaels thing?
No, you go right ahead. He's a clown.
I'm watching the Packers pregame, Packers preseason game last night, and here's a Tim Michaels ad. And I'm like, outsider, common man, driving in a pickup, shirt unbuttoned. I'm just like you. I built a company, blah, blah, blah. Did he mention that he built that company on government dollars?
He is an outsider, dude. He has a $17 million castle in Connecticut surrounded by water and beautiful trees and stuff. And I don't know why. He says, I don't need to run for... You're right. You didn't need to run. You're not qualified. You don't know jack, dude. Go ahead.
Yeah, and the other part, he talked about how he built all these jobs in this company. Not mentioning, you know, a lot of that was on government contracts, wasn't it?
He also complains about, you know, workers that he's used in the past and everything else.
That wasn't included in the commercial, just so you know. I mean, I didn't know if you.
He's like a giant bluegill. Let me roll up the sleeves and make you think I've been working hard in this pickup. I've had this sucker for 45 years, man.
It was such a joke commercial.
Well, of course it is. But people, you know. The suckers, man. The suckers and the losers, right, Trump? Yeah, I can name them on both sides, you know? Sometimes it just makes you want to, like, get up and fly away, right? But I'm staying, man. Besides, Wisconsin's got some pretty damn good weather lately, don't they? I wish that I could fly into the sky, so very high.